You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. The number of people sickened by the E. coli outbreak linked to romaine lettuce from the Salinas growing region has increased. As of Wednesday, at least 67 people have fallen ill, with over half hospitalized. Cases have been reported across 19 states. Federal investigators are working to narrow down the source of contamination. Meanwhile, loads of lettuce are being thrown out this Thanksgiving. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
A truckload of romaine pulls into a landfill in the city of Gonzales. Cardboard boxes full of lettuce are dumped on the ground. Patrick Matthews oversees the Salinas Valley Solid Waste Authority, which manages waste, recycling, and organics.
In the course of the hour and a half I've been here, I've seen 7 trucks come in already.
And that equals nearly 70 tons. A yellow loader with big wheels rolls over the boxes to help separate the cardboard from the freshly packaged romaine. Then the depackaging facility will separate the plastic from the organic material.
We're trying to recover this material as much as possible and compost it and treat it that way instead of throwing it into the landfill.
Composting is a recognized treatment process for E. coli. For Matthews and many others, this massive purge of romaine is deja vu. Now, 2 years in a row, federal officials have issued advisories to avoid romaine right before Thanksgiving. Last year was a nationwide warning: throw out all romaine. This year, federal investigators zeroed in on the Salinas Valley. Peter Cassell is with the Food and Drug Administration.
Teams from FDA and CDC are out in the Salinas growing region collecting environmental samples that will be sent back to our labs for analysis. And our goal is to match them with the pathogen that has caused this outbreak.
The Salinas growing region includes Santa Clara, San Benito, Santa Cruz, and Monterey counties. Norm Grew is executive director of the Monterey County Farm Bureau. Just outside his office in Salinas, a cooling facility to keep produce fresh hums in the background. Groot would like to see faster investigations from the FDA. He says local farmers are frustrated.
But I think also now I'm hearing anger, because this is really much more widespread than it really needed to be.
And he says that hurts farmers who are not involved. He says it'll be a few months before they know the economic impacts. Figures from last year show these outbreaks shake consumer confidence.
If you look at the fresh romaine production from last year, we saw a hit of 24% reduction in the amount of produce that was shipped from the valley. So it does have a severe economic impact.
Improvements in food safety practices have been made by leafy greens producers in California and Arizona since last year's outbreak. There are now bigger buffers between growing operations and nearby animal operations, plus new rules around irrigation. The industry has also since adopted voluntary labeling of a product's growing region and harvest date. This helps federal officials advise consumers on what's safe and what's not. Dr. Jennifer McIntyre says even with these strides, more needs to be done.
So we need to ask ourselves, what is happening here? What are we missing? How can we figure this out to make sure that these things don't continue to occur?
McIntyre is vice president of food safety at United Fresh Produce Association, a national trade group. She says it's crucial the industry moves toward fast electronic traceability. Most cases of leafy greens are labeled with a barcode, but as that case moves through a complex supply chain network of distributors, restaurants, and grocery stores, the information gets lost.
It isn't being transmitted as the product moves through the supply chain toward the consumer.
It's not a new idea, and it is happening in bits and pieces. Now there's a re-energized push to get everyone involved.
If we could get back to the source, we have a much better chance at understanding exactly what went wrong, so that we can be very deliberate in putting measures in place to prevent something like this from happening again.
And that will save vital time for investigators, reduce the financial impact on farmers, and stop so much food waste. In Salinas, Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.